Delta Airlines also is seeking a return to profitability. The nation's third-largest airline is making a controversial change to its employees' retirement benefits by altering the way it calculates workers' pensions. Joshua Leves reports that the change could also help efforts to unionize Delta employees.
Delta, like other airlines, is struggling to survive. Fallout from the September 11th attacks and the sluggish economy have contributed to the industry's worst period ever, according to analyst Glenn Engel with Goldman Sachs.
Delta Airlines lost over $1 billion last year. It will lose over $1 billion this year. You just simply can't keep losing that money without doing something about it.
Delta has laid off thousands of workers, postponed orders for some new aircraft, and recently announced changes to its pension plan. The company says the switch from a traditional to a cash balance plan will save about $500 million over the next 5 years. Much of that money would have gone to some of Delta's longest-serving employees. While pension formulas are complicated, a traditional defined benefit plan generally rewards people who stay with one employer for a long time, while a cash balance plan doesn't. In fact, the switch to a cash balance plan prompted age discrimination lawsuits at some companies, and several years ago, federal regulators put a moratorium on making that change. Recently, the Treasury Department proposed new regulations to lift the moratorium. At Delta, switching to a cash balance pension plan could hurt the pockets of thousands of employees.
We're one of the few jobs in America where it's normal for flight attendants and pilots and ground agents to stay with the company for 30 years.
John Jablonski has been a flight attendant with Delta for 11 years. He says he understands the company has to cut expenses, but he feels employees should have more of a say. Delta is the least unionized of all the major carriers. The pilots have a union, and they are exempt from the pension change.
They have the right to negotiate, and they've negotiated a very good pension, which is not being tampered with. My work group, the flight attendants, we don't have a contract, we don't have a union, and the company, with a very quick stroke of the pen, could change all our lives.
Jablonski is part of the drive to unionize his colleagues. The Association of Flight Attendants lost a vote among Delta attendants earlier this year, but its campaign continues. Union President Patricia Friend says the pension change shows employees something.
This didn't have to happen to you. This is what we mean when we say you need a voice in what happens to your benefits, to your wages, to your working conditions.
While it's clear that some employees will be worse off under the cash balance plan, some will do better. Supporters say the cash balance approach better fits today's workforce, in which people switch companies more often. Most Delta employees we contacted said they didn't yet understand the change. The company said no officials were available for interviews on this topic. In a statement, the airline said without the change, quote, retirement expenses would increase at an unsustainable rate. Analyst Glenn Engel says the decision was necessary, but the company has to be careful.
The risk always is for Delta, if they make unilateral changes, is they encourage union to step in.
But Engel also says with certain other major airlines in bankruptcy, many workers don't see unions as providing what they most want, job security. Unions may also have a more difficult time helping employees at other airlines hold on to traditional pension plans after Delta switches over, says Patricia Friend with the Association of Flight Attendants.
What happens in negotiations is the employer comes to the bargaining table and presses the issue of having a competitive disadvantage because their competitor has lower pension costs, so it's going to make it that much more difficult to bargain with them and to maintain the standard of pensions that we've been able to negotiate.
Delta's employees have a good deal of time before they lose any benefits they were expecting. Although the new plan will go into effect next year, anyone who retires by 2010 will receive benefits under the old or new plan, whichever is greater. After that, their pension benefits dating back to 2003 will go exclusively by the cash balance plan. And Delta says anyone hired after June of next year will be eligible for the cash balance benefit only. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.